Thank you for joining another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. We are delighted that you would be able to spend your Sunday afternoon with us. This is Let the Bible Speak, a live radio broadcast where you set the tone, you set the theme of the broadcast, you decide what direction the show is going to go into, because we just are the servants and we go to God's word for the answers to the questions that are on your heart and on your mind concerning the things of God. If it pertains to life and godliness, then God has promised us in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, that we have all things that pertain to life and to godliness. So we can look inside God's word, we can find the answers, and we can just pass it on to you. And we appreciate so much your attentiveness, and we encourage you to go ahead and call in your questions. If you have any questions concerning life and godliness and how to live better for God, please go ahead and call. Join the program at 843-308-9564. That's 308-9564. That is the number where you can call in your questions. You can call in your questions and have them written down and brought into us. Or if you would like to ask your question live over the air, we can do that as well. We just ask that you would be able to provide us with your name so we can be polite to you and converse with you by using your name. And also that you would turn your radio down so there is no confusing echo over the airwaves. So those are only two things we ask of you if you would like to call in your question and ask it on the air. But you don't have to ask it on the air. You can just have it written down and brought into us, and we will go to God's word, book, chapter, verse for the answer. And if there is no book, chapter, verse for your answer, well, we'll tell you there's no answer to that specific question if it's not in God's word, because this is Let the Bible Speak, and we do not want to be in God's way at all. So please go ahead and join the program. 308-9564, 308-9564 is the number to reach us here at the station to call in your question. Or we have a text line available. The text line, you can reach us to text in your question at 725-9283. That's 725-9283. That is the text line. Do not call that line. That is the text line to text in your questions. And we have that avenue available to you, and we encourage you to take advantage of it. So please go ahead and join us. 308-9564 to call the station. Just call in your question, 308-9564. Or you can text in your question to 725-9283, 725-9283.
Both lines are available right now, so go ahead and call 308-9564. That is the voice line, and you can call in your question right now. It is both lines are available, so please do not delay. You, as you know, many times on the at the end of the broadcast, the questions tend to pile up, and thus we're might not be able to deal with all the questions. So go ahead and call right now, 308-9564. Get your question in, and we will go to the Bible for the answer. One more thing to be mindful of is that we have a website, which is www.BibleAlone.com. Bible Alone is one word, BibleAlone.com. And you can tune in that way anywhere in the world by hitting the live stream button. You can also download many frequent question answers. That is, questions that are asked frequently on this broadcast. We've prepared printouts for that to where that you can go and surf to the point to where you find the Bible study materials, and you'll see a whole list of resources that are available to you. So don't miss out on that. That's at www.BibleAlone.com, and you can be able to have those resources. One more reminder that the voice line is 308-9564. The text line, with your cell phone, you can text us at 725-9283. We have the first caller, Linda, today calling in this question. She wants to know, how old was Mary when she had Jesus? Well, Linda, we do not know. Most think that she was very young. The reason we think that is because, especially as far as we see her still alive when Jesus was crucified, which is around 30 years old when he was crucified. Now, as far as your second question, does the Bible tell when Jesus was born? being that you're asking this question at this time of year, probably you're thinking, what time of the year? And no, the Bible doesn't answer that. Matter of fact, as far as even the year, we do not know. We do, we are aware that as far as it wasn't at 0 AD, that's not when Jesus was born. And the reason is because it was 4 BC that Herod the Great died. And before he died, he tried to kill all of the children that were 2 years and under in the city of Bethlehem so that he might kill this new king that was born. So Jesus was born somewhere between 4 to 6 BC. So that's about as close as we can get as far as even a year to the time when Jesus was born. We most likely know that it was not during the month of December, what we call December, because the sheep were still in the field with the shepherds. And that is something done in the other parts of the year, not in the middle of winter. And so, yeah, as far as a date, as far as Christmas time being the birth of Christ, nope, not right. And so, matter of fact, in addition to that, nowhere in the Bible does God instruct us to remember his birth. He tells us to remember his death, to remember the significance of his life, death, burial, and resurrection. And he instructs us to do that every single week on the first day of the week. Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, the disciples came together to break bread, to remember that as instructed in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. So hopefully that's helpful to you, Linda. We sure do appreciate that. Another reason why we think that Mary was young is because she was still around. Most women did marry in their middle teens to lower teens sometimes is the time when they marry. And she was espoused to become Joseph's wife. And so that seemed to also suggest it was a fairly early age. But we do not know. There's no indication, no record whatsoever about that. Linda, thank you so much for your question. We sure do appreciate you listening and you tuning in. We hope and pray that you've enrolled in the Bible Correspondence Course. You can do so by calling 553-5157. That is a free call, a free number, a free message, and a free course. We'll be glad to send that to you even in this week's mail. Again, that number is 553-5157. 553-5157.
308-9564 is the number to reach us here at the station, 308-9564. We want to mention again our website that has a lot of information that we want to make available to you. There's a lot of information that we have and we see throughout the years of being on the broadcast here, that there are many questions that are just kind of pretty consistent, and we see them fairly consistently, probably at least once a month or so. And so we have a lot of those issues and situations on the answers to those and studies that will show you from God's word. So, and not just, you know, people's opinions, but, you know, God's word, not certain restrictions of denominations or having to teach certain creeds or doctrines, but, you know, God's word, because we want to be Christians following Christ. And so we can do that by looking at his word. So we encourage you to go to BibleAlone.com and be able to download and pull up some of those information on there. It's about the difference between Old Testament and New Testament, and now what's the meaning there. We have information on what instrumental music and worship, and we have information on what God's word says about that, and also a list where we can, where we encourage you to, you know, go ask your preacher the at the church that you are a part of some of the issues or some of the things that we see in God's word that we may or may not be aware of. And so there is a lot that we want to be able to help you with, and we just see ourselves as servants, just trying to show you and help you grow in your knowledge of the scriptures and your knowledge of God, because at the end of the day, that's really what matters. We see in Galatians chapter 1 in verses 6 through 10, where here the Holy Spirit is using Paul to write to the church in Galatia and just showing the importance of only speaking what God has spoke, and only following that. And so we, and he ends up that section there in verse 10 says, do I look to please God or please man? For if I still please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. And so if we're looking to please man, we are not servants of Christ. So looking to serve Christ and please Christ is based upon his word. He has given it to us, and we encourage you to just get inside it and to learn more and apply it to your lives. That's what we're here for. That's what we have the Bible Correspondence Course for. That's what we try to encourage you to do. Please go ahead and call in your questions. 308-9564. 308-9564 is the number to reach us here at the station. We also have the text line available, as we mentioned, at 725-9283. 725-9283 is the text line here to send in your questions. We are getting ready to come up on our first break, where we're going to mention to you about the Bible Correspondence Course. And the Bible Correspondence Course is just very unique in that, you know, you don't have to be at a church building at, you know, 7 o'clock on 6 o'clock on a weeknight to be able to, you know, get together for Bible study. And, you know, people's schedules are so crazy nowadays with their work schedules and, you know, kids and, you know, practices or school or whatever the case may be. But the Bible Correspondence Course is unique in that it is a way that you can spend your time in God's word and the time that's most suitable for you. You know, studying God's word at any time during the day is applying it to your life is just essential to being a Christian. You know, we can't get into the mindset of it's okay just to go to church on Sunday or through the week or a Bible study and think that that's all we have to do to have a relationship with God. Our relationship with God needs to be grounded in a love and desire for his word and applying it to our life and praying to him, speaking to him. And the Bible Correspondence Course, we just really encourage you to take advantage of it. So we're going to be going to a break to tell you about that. But even while we're at break, please go ahead and call in your questions at 308-9564. 308-9564. That's a call in your questions. We'll be right back.
We are back live now. We want you to know that we're looking forward to your questions. You set the theme, you set the topic, but God gives the answer as we look to the Bible and let the Bible speak. We have there all things that pertain to life and godliness, according to 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. And there is the place where we should get all the answers that pertain to this life and going to heaven and serving our Creator. So that's where we're going to direct you to book, chapter, and verse out of God's Word. So go ahead and call your question in right now. The voice line is 308-9564. 308-9564, that's the voice line. Now, if you'd rather just text, you can do that as well with your cell phone. Again, all of these numbers are area code 843, so mark that down. Area code 843-725-9283 is the text line, and you can call in your question right now, and we're happy to be able to share with you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to share something with you that is close to my heart, that is near and dear, that is something that's very important. I'm sure most of y'all have been hearing some news lately about murders, about assassinations going on, terrorism getting more and more a threat. Also, there has been political pressures applied to people to condone and accept sinful behavior and sexual perversions. And those of us that try to love God and to do what God says may feel that pressure as if we're going to be in trouble if we do not buy into that, or at least not speak up against it. And so there's more and more pressure being applied to those that try to make an effort to stand with God. Not only that, then there's political wickedness and distrust going on among those that hold political office. Then there are divisions and hatred growing and growing among races. And then when you couple with that, boys and girls that we know that are fornicating themselves and treated as a normal thing that is just part of life. And then when babies are allowed to be brought to birth, those babies are being used for government supplements. They are not being brought up to love the Lord and to serve him and to reach after their Creator. No, they're just there for paychecks. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world that is broken and does not even know it. Everywhere we look, we see darkness abounding. We see man actually groping around trying to find a way in this life, just like blind men, and not finding that direction in life. Listen carefully, my friends. The directions and the light is readily available in God's Word. The cure and the solution for what ails this world is given to us by God Himself. Again, it is in His Word. The path to peace and harmony is Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. God wants us, His creation, His children, to live in peace, to live in goodwill, and to have good days and see many of them and not be snuffed out in the prime of life. But we've got to read His instruction book. And not only read it, we have to follow it faithfully and put our lives together as He says we should do. And then we should diligently consult it, even as a GPS. Many of us have these new smartphones and GPSs in our cars that show us where to go, how to go, and in many different ways to get there, and how to make every single turn. Ladies and gentlemen, if we would just look to God's Word for those answers as far as how to get to heaven, oh, how much better off we would be. Then and only then, we would be able to shine with the light that God wants us to shine with. But it must be the true light from God, the true light that comes from His Word, not from this superficial light that we see practiced among many churches, and that is people gather together and very, very spiritually minded on Sunday, but then go right back out into the world and behave just like anyone else. Ladies, gentlemen, brothers, sisters, those of you that love God, please know that we can only get things right if we will look in His Word and be faithful to follow it exclusively. And if we will, then we must shine with that light. But that true light has to come from God in His Word. Even when Jesus was in this world, here He walked across the valley up the other side onto the Mount of Olivet and looked across the valley and saw the Jerusalem, the city of David, the Mount Zion. And He knew all the people there. And He said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I would have gathered you together as a hen does her chicks under her wings, but you would not." Oh, He was crying over such a rejection of Him being the truth, the light, the life of man. And even after they crucified Him, after they put Him on the cross, He arose from the dead and went back to heaven on the day of Pentecost. We see 3,000 reach out for the truth and obey the truth that very first day. And you might think, oh, that was awesome, 3,000. But ladies and gentlemen, there were probably millions of people in the city of Jerusalem on that day. And yet it was only 3,000 that responded to that first message. And that really calculates out to about like 0.1% of the people responded. Well, that's not many, is it? However, that seed was planted that day. That 3,000 grew to 5,000 pretty quick. And then when we get to Acts chapter 8 and verse 1 and verse 4, we see that those saints, however many in number there were by that time, they went everywhere preaching the word as they were scattered abroad. Just like God said in Acts 1 and verse 8 would happen, that they would go forth, starting in Jerusalem, then Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. Ladies, gentlemen, you are the one whom God wants to shine that light through. You are. Every one of you listening, God wants to shine through you. So don't be like the little child's song that and let the devil it out. No, let's not hide that light. Let's let him shine through us. Let's turn this wicked world around, at least in this area, starting where you live, where the people that you know, you are the one who must turn this world around, starting with you. Ephesians 5 and verse 11, God instructs us, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Are you doing that? Are you taking God's word forth? Are you sharing with them, those who that need you so very much? You might be right now saying, oh yeah, I tell them, but they won't listen. Tell them God's word. Let them hear what God has to say. Speak as the Bible speaks. But then did you notice in Ephesians 5:11, the first thing he said there was have no fellowship with those unfruitful works of darkness. You can't be a participant in it and expect to be heard because that makes you just as guilty as they are. No. 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 17, God says, come out from among them. Be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you, and I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Why not take this serious? If you want to shine that light and you need some tools to help you with that, just call in and ask for the cards that we've sent to many of you. Little business cards that give information about this radio broadcast and also about the Dial a Bible Study. Call 553-5157 and ask for a set of cards. We will send them to you free. And you give them out to your friends and neighbors. And you will just, if the very least, you don't have the ability to expose them with God's word, well, at least expose them to a way that they can find the truth. And it'll surprise you, those who you thought least would be responsive or seeking after God, those are the very ones that may really have a heart to reach after heaven. God is calling you. It's a mission, matter of fact. Are you going to respond? Why not call 553-5157 right now? Leave your name and address, and we'll send you a stack of these cards that you can take and give out to your family and friends. What better gift to give than the gift of eternal life and turning their lives around in this life so that they may have the treasure that will never perish? Go ahead, join our army right now as we seek to serve the Lord of hosts as we go out and make a difference in this world. Thanks so much for your effort. Call 553-5157. Join us as we try to let the Bible speak to the hearts and minds of all that are seeking God right now. Here's more information on that. Please, if you have questions and you already have these cards in the course, then continue with your questions. We will go to the Bible for the answer. The number is 308-9564 for your questions, and we will let the Bible speak. We want to say thank you, those of you that just called in the 553-515 number to request those cards. We are honored to be able to send them to you and for you to participate in turning this wickedness that's going on in the world around. There's no better way than getting people into the Creator's instructions on how we are to live to prevent all of this terrible things going on. Best way to cure this world is to let the great physician heal their hearts. So go ahead and continue, those of you that are trying to get through, 553-5157 and ask, request for not only the Bible Correspondence Course, but these cards, and we're happy to send them to you in the mail. One more time, that's 553-5157. Now, those of you that have questions, this is a program called Let the Bible Speak. We are live. We're waiting on your questions to come in, and we're happy to be able to go to the Bible for the answers. The number 308-9564, that's the voice line, or you can also text us at 725-9283. Chuck, right before I pass it to you, let me ask the texter that just texted from the last three digits, 113. I don't think we got all of your question, and so if you will go ahead and finish that, we'll deal with your question as soon as it all comes through. Chuck?
308-9564, 308-9564 is the number to reach us here at the station. And we appreciate you taking out your time this Sunday afternoon. This is a live broadcast. It is just past the 2 o'clock hour, Sunday, December 21st. And we are in 2014, headed right on into the new year. And so we are live today waiting for your question. We've only had one question actually come in, so it's kind of a slow start. So we encourage you, if you're listening to the program right now, there's been something going on in your life that you've been maybe struggling with. Of course there is. There's something that maybe you want to learn a little bit more about. Maybe you heard something either at worship service today or in the past, or something that you wonder, hey, does God's word really say that? Or, you know, what does God's word say about this situation? How can God's word help me with this or help me with that? Please do not hesitate. If it runs across your mind, pick up the phone. Call in 308-9564. We will make ourselves readily available to the questions on your heart and on your mind. We are so delighted just to be here to help you to grow and give you the most important thing that you can have in your life. In this time of year, a lot of people go around wanting certain things, and you know, people give you a list, or oh, I want this, or these are the things I want. You know, is salvation on any of those lists? Is the peace of God on any of those lists? The things that truly matter in this life, that's what we should be seeking after. That's where our hearts and our minds and our thoughts should be. Matthew 6, Christ tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all, you know, those other things, those needs, the food, water, and clothing. Those things will be added to us. You know, God tells us to seek him first. In Colossians 3, verse 2, he tells us the Holy Spirit uses Paul to write to the church in Colossae. He says in chapter 3, verse 2, set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. You know, for Christ died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. You know, we're supposed to have our focus on God. And so, you know, as Ricky was mentioning in the last segment, with all the negativity that's going around and, you know, so many young lives being lost for various reasons, those are the smaller issues, believe it or not. You may think, how can he say that's a small issue? Oh, this is a big problem that's going on. Well, you know, a lot of times there's a bigger issue, but we focus on the smaller issue and not recognize that the smaller issue is just an extension of the bigger issue. So the smaller issue of the deaths and the violence going on in the world and in our communities here, that is a smaller issue, actually. Which is an extension of the bigger issue. The bigger issue is ungodliness. That's the bigger issue that we should be addressing. The issue of not enough families who are consistently trying to actually not just go to church, not just study God's word, but applying what they study to their lives. Far too often we can know that God's word tells us to do something, but we don't apply it to our lives and actually do it when we need to. And in Colossians chapter 3, that we're still in here, if we look at verses 12 through 14, we see here that we're told, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. You know, when we look at a passage of scripture like that, it means nothing if we don't apply it to our lives. When we have the situations where we are trying to grow in our relationship with God, We have to take God's word and take those words off the page and put them into our feet, into the way we walk. We have to put them into our mind, the way we think, put it into our mouths, the way we speak, the way we feel, the way we live our lives. It should be wrapped up in noticing what God wants and how he wants us to live, and actually, you know, living it and doing it. And that is, my friends, the bigger issue, the greater issue, the lack of godliness. Focus on godliness and trying to be godly. And far too many people just, you know, taking the easy way out of, oh, I'm only human. I'm going to make mistakes anyway. I'm going to sin. You know, those are the easy way out. The far more important issue that our mind should be wrapped up in is godliness, individually, and spreading that godliness to others. And so when we see a passage like we're looking at here in Colossians 3 in verses 12 through 14, we take a passage like that and we put it to our lives, because without putting it to our lives and putting it in our hearts and actually moving it, it means nothing. We destroy the power of God's word when we don't put it in our lives. And so that's what we're here to encourage you to do. So please go ahead and call in your question. If you have a question on issues or anything concerning life, concerning godliness, go ahead, call in 308-9564. The lines are available. Lines are open. Been kind of dead today. So go ahead and call in your questions at 308-9564, 308-9564.
Yeah, both lines are available right now. If you want to call in, you can call 308-9564. That is the question, the voice line for you to be able to call in, 308-9564. And we will go to the Bible for the answers to the questions that are on your mind. If you'd rather text, you can text us at 725-9283, 725-9283. And we will let the Bible speak to the question that is on your mind. So don't miss out, and we will be glad to go to the Bible. We have a text caller calling in this. By the way, both lines are available. Now's the time to get through if you want to call in your question. Have a text number by the number of last three digits of 113. And I think it is all through now. There was three different parts that came through, and I will try to put it all together. I remember y'all mentioning the Bible does not say for us, or the Bible says for us to celebrate Christmas, but sending his son to earth and pray. Let's say, and then this, maybe this is the next part. It says, to celebrate Jesus' resurrection, I see nothing wrong with us showing a appreciation for God for sending his son to earth and praise him for his wonderful gift to all humanity. Comment, please. And so I will be glad to do that. First of all, the Bible does not say anything about Christmas. Let me set that record straight. There's nowhere the Bible says the word Christmas, nor even allude to a special day to celebrate any day once a year. There is just not that in the New Testament church at all. There were those days and months and weeks that were supposed to be done in the Old Testament. But when you look at Colossians chapter 2, verses 12 through 14, actually through 17, you find out that those days were nailed to the cross. Now, the only celebration as far as a day or an event that God expects us to keep is that which you mentioned, and that is we're supposed to remember his resurrection, the victory he had over sin. His death, burial, and resurrection was the day was to be celebrated on the first day of the week, that is, the day that he rose from the dead. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all mention that that is the day that he rose from the dead. That's the day the victory occurred. And when you look in Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, you see that that's the day that God instructs through their example that we should gather together to break bread, to commune with our Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 on, you see the instructions on how it's supposed to be done with bread, with fruit of the vine, and it says it was often, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup. It didn't say how often there, but when you look in Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, we find out how often it was, on the first day of the week. So that's when we are to do that. And so that's the celebration that God wants us to keep. It is not a yearly. It is not a monthly. It was first day of the week. That's right. That comes around every 7 days. After all, the greatest event of all time, yeah, is his resurrection. That's what gives us hope. Why would we cut down on what we're supposed to do there? Let us stick with the word, find it just like what he says, and celebrate, yes, that victory he won every time he tells us to, on the first day of the week, not a month. Thank you so much for your question. Again, that's Acts chapter 20, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and you can choose any one of the Gospels. It's in all four of them. So thank you so much for your question. Again, the number is 308-9564. That is the voice line. You might have a question about that. 308-9564, and we will let the Bible speak to the question on your mind. Or you can text us at 725-9283. It's almost time for us to take our next break, but being we just finished the this question, we'll go ahead and continue on to the next break. And so please don't miss out on getting the Bible correspondence course in the mail to you, and we will be glad to send you the cards in the mail. If you want to join forces and to make a difference in this world, it won't come through politics. It won't even come through money. It won't come through elected offices or who we put in the school board or who our teachers are. Where the difference will be made is letting our Creator change people from the inside out. And that only comes from His Word. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And we will let the Bible speak into each of their hearts. So call in for these cards. We'll send you a group of them in the mail. And you can give them out throughout next year and make a difference in people's lives. Now, if you have a question, go ahead and call right now for your questions to be answered, 308-9564, and we'll let the Bible speak.
We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us, 308-9564. 308-9564 is the number to reach us here at the station. And it has been a slow day today. We still have not had another call at this point. I'm almost just wanting someone to call to make sure we're still on the air. But if you have a question, we encourage you to please go ahead and call 308-9564, 308-9564. We have the text line available. We just answered the text question. That was 725-9283, 725-9283 if you want to text in your question. And we appreciate you, whoever's out there listening to us, is sticking it in with us and being able to listen to the broadcast. You know, we mention it all the time that we do not ask for money. We never ask for money. This radio broadcast is definitely not free, but we as the Lord has blessed us.
Well, it's free
us,
to them, isn't it?
No, it's free to y'all. It's not free for us to be able to do this. The Lord has blessed us to be able provide the means for us financially to be able to take care of the radio broadcast or what it needs to be taken care of. And so that leaves us the opportunity to be able to provide any service to you for absolutely free. In a Bible class earlier this morning, we were speaking of Paul during his journeys throughout where he was traveling. And he mentioned to the church in Corinth that he did not charge them. He did not charge them to preach to them. And he preached freely, although he reserved the right to charge them for his preaching services. But he chose not to. And so that's how we are. You know, we hear enough of people on radio or TV, you know, asking for money and trying to, you know, ask and bang people over the head for money. You know, a lot of congregations, you're right, people are told to tithe and to give of your tithes and offerings. Once again, that's something else that's on our website, BibleAndLoan.com. The focus on, does God's word tell us to tithe in the New Testament? And what he expects us to do as far as giving, showing our love to him through giving, and how there's a difference between tithing in the Old Testament and giving of our funds in the New Testament. So we see the difference there. That's another one of those consistently asked questions that we have the information there, a study there on our website to be able to answer to you. So if that's interesting to you, please go on BibleAlone.com and you'll be able to take advantage of that offer. Once again, everything we offer to you is absolutely free. All of the Bible study correspondence courses that people sign up for, they are absolutely free. We send them out, you send it back. The only thing it will cost you is the price of postage sending it back in the mail. But besides that, we send it out to you absolutely free. Anytime we offer anything to you, it is absolutely free. Let us give you the treasure that is contained in God's word. We just want to be his servants and help others. You know, God said, Christ, before he left the earth, he said, go preach the gospel to all the world. And well, the way we're choosing to go is over the radio airwaves. We can get to people. And so that's what we are attempting to do here. Please, the lines are open. Once again, like we said, 308-9564 is the number to reach us here at the station. Both lines are all available. Please take advantage of that to call in your questions at 308-9564, 308-9564, or the text line is available at 725-9283, 725-9283.
Again, the number is 308-9564. That's the voice line, 308-9564. Or if you'd rather text us, you can text us at 725-9283. We have a texter texting in this number from the last three digits, 368, that says, I was a Muslim for 20 years, and my life was forever changed. I don't tell people the negative side of Islam, but I tell them the wholeness I felt with Jesus Christ. My question, when I testify and give people my testimony as a Christian, should I tell people of the negative side of Islam or the blessing I felt with Jesus? Well, that's an interesting question. I'd have to say that I've never heard that idea before, and I really appreciate you calling in and sharing it with us. And it looks like this is a first-time texter. We want to say thank you for participating, and thank you for all of you that have called in and wrote in questions and have enrolled in courses. You are to be commended, and we sure do appreciate that very, very much. Well, let me direct you to Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1, I believe we'll find the answer in reference as far as our heart is concerned. There's lots of things that evil may have good things in. There may be nine things that are really good about a situation, but only one would be that which would be classified or God's word would condemn as evil. And so many times that is the way the evil one, the devil, does operate. He disguises evil even in something that perceived as good. When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, the very first thing that's recorded was he asked the Lord, he said, turn these loaves to bread. You're hungry. You're starving to death, Jesus. You need something to eat. Turn these rocks to bread. And that sounds good on the surface, doesn't it? After all, he's the Son of God. He could have done it. But no, we're not supposed to be obedient to, in fellowship, in league with evil, ever, not in any kind of situation. And so Galatians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9 says, even if we, so the writer here is talking about himself, Paul, the God is using Paul to write this. So as he is writing these things down, he is actually indicting himself, that is, condemning himself if he violates what he's about to say. So he says, verse 8, even if we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than what we've preached to you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you've received, let him be accursed. And so even though we may get a lot of good feelings out of a situation, that does not mean that it is right if it violates God's word, God's will. And so anybody, any person, whether they're living or dead, that we would place alongside Jesus Christ will cause us to be cursed. That is a different messenger, a different person to reverence. And so whether it is a pastor, whether it is a parent, whether it is a rabbi or a master, if we had slavery going on, if we place them alongside Jesus Christ, we are going to be condemned. How do I know that? Go back up to verse 6. I marvel that you are turning away from him who called you into the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. And then our verses, if we are an angel from heaven, no, even an angel from heaven doesn't have the right to do that without being condemned eternally. So hopefully that's helpful to you. Thank you so much for your question. You're to be commended, and we want to thank you for tuning in and for you writing us that question. You are to be commended. Thank you. God bless you. Again, the number is 308-9564. The lines are available, both lines, 308-9564. Chuck, you have the next question?
Yeah, we have Claxton calling in this question. Claxton, thank you so much for listening to the broadcast, and we appreciate you calling in your question. However, we might need a little bit of clarification on, I'm sorry, Clayton, it might be Clayton and not Claxton. I'm sorry.
Clayton, yes.
Sorry about that, Clayton. And so Clayton's question says, what is the seven vision? And Clayton, I'm not familiar with that term, seven vision. I did a quick search on the number seven, and there was, it's a very popular number in the scriptures if you just do a search on it just for that. But if you could, Clayton, please call back and maybe give us some information on maybe where you heard that from, or if it's a particular passage or book or verse that you are wanting us to look at. But we looked in Ezekiel and Revelation, and once again there's mentions of the word seven, but seven vision, that's not something that I'm aware of. So if you could please call back, Clayton, and clarify that for us.
Yeah, we could go to the book of Revelation. All of those are sevens recorded there, seven vials of poisons and curses, and so it could be reference to that. But you point out to us where you're referring to, and we'll be glad to go there and give more information on that. We have Lucinda. By the way, the lines are available, 308-9564, 308-WJNI, and you can call in with your voice, your question right now, or if you'd rather, you can text us at 725-9283. The number, again, for the voice is 308-9564. We have Lucinda calling in this question. Her question is, when people are shouting and jumping around in church, is that from God? Well, let's go to the Bible for the answer. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and that verse, that chapter, is actually talking about behavior in the worship service, or when God's people have come together to worship. And so many times, if you want to get to the bottom line of what's being said, go to the bottom line and you'll get what is being said. And that's the case here. If you go to the very last verse of the chapter, here's the order of things that God expects and the behavior. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and verse 40 says, let all things, how many? Yeah, all things. Let all things be done decently and in order. Okay, well, some people might even call that decently and in order. And when you look in verse 26, he says, let all things be done for edification. Okay, building up. All right, well, again, boy, it doesn't look like what you're describing there, does it? And if that's not clear enough, in verse 29 and verse 31, he says, let it be one by one, that all may learn. So there's supposed to be an orderliness to this, one by one. And sometimes people were supposed to keep silent. In verse 34, the women were to keep silent. Earlier, it talks about the men keep silent, you know, to where that one at a time is to speak. So, Lucinda, just read that chapter, and you'll see your answer come screaming out very loud and clear, and that is, nope, that's not what God said is to be done. Thank you, Lucinda. We sure appreciate your question very much. Again, that was 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Just pick up with verse 23 or 26 and just go through the rest of the chapter and you'll see. We sure appreciate and thank you for your courage and your calling in and your desire to follow what God says.
Real quick, Clayton, I believe I did a quick search and found what you were talking about, the seven visions. We saw that in Ezekiel. Ezekiel had seven different visions. And so without going through the book of Ezekiel and kind of explaining each one, which that's not necessarily what your question says, but I believe that's what Clayton was referring to as far as Ezekiel. So he had seven different visions, and that's in the book of Ezekiel. So that's the only thing, and I just did a quick Google search to find that. So if that was what you were talking about, then Clayton, that's the book of Ezekiel, and you can kind of go through that. And if you have any questions about that, please write them down, and you can send them into us and call them into us next week or whenever it's available to you. It is about time for us to go to our next break, but even while we're at break, you can call in your question and text in your questions. We're going to be mentioning about the Bible Correspondence Course, and we encourage you to take part in the Bible Correspondence Course because it's a very unique study, and you can do it at your own leisure whenever is best time for you. Fill it out and send it back, and also we're going to be encouraging you to call in your question, 308-9564. If you have any questions, please go ahead and call them in. We're getting close to the end of the broadcast. We want you to take advantage of this opportunity. We'll be right back.
Again, the number is 308-9564. We were discussing the question about Ezekiel as we got back on the air. We appreciate your desire to know about some things in God's Word. Ezekiel is a vast book and written in a time for the children of Israel. And so we don't understand what your specific question is in that. And so hopefully that will help you. If you'll call back and ask the specific question, we'll be glad to look into it further. Again, the number is 308-9564. We want you to know we're more than halfway through the program now. We want you to be aware of this is a live broadcast, and you can call in your question right now to 308-9564. There's one line available, 308-9564, or you can text us at 725-9283, 725-9283, and we will be glad to get your question, and we will go to the Bible for your answer. You can text in that to 725-9283. Chuck?
308-9564 is the number to reach us here at the station, 308-9564. Once again, kind of as Ricky was mentioning, since that was the only question that we had recently, Clayton, we just want to kind of verify. So we did recognize that there was some visions in the book of Ezekiel. However, we just did a quick glance of it, and so if there's something specifically that you want to know about one of the visions, or if we're not too sure if you're just meaning if what they all meant or something like of that nature, but if you could be a little bit more specific on what your question is, we'll be able to try to look a little bit further into it. But so far, we just don't see anything specific. So hopefully, if you feel so inclined, if you could let us know if there's something specific that you want us to answer. We'll try to do the best we can with letting the Bible speak on that. Once again, to call us here at the station, the lines are available, 308-9564, 308-9564, and we will do our best to get everybody and their questions as their questions are coming in, and we have been trying to make sure we catch everybody. So 308-9564, or you can text in your question. The text line is available at 725-9283, 725-9283, to text in your question, and we will do our best to let the Bible speak.
We are back live, and the phone calls are lining up now. I think we lost a call just a minute ago. If we did, call back. We'll be glad to get to you as soon as we can. If you call and it just keeps ringing, like the one right now that is calling and just keeps ringing, we'll just hang on there. We'll get to you as soon as we hang up from the previous call and make certain that you get your question in. And so, again, the number you can text through right now, and, okay, here we go. We can answer your call now, and we'll be glad to get to your question as soon as we can. We have this texter calling in, wants to know, how was the Gentiles in the Old Testament that died before Christ brought into the fold after Jesus' resurrection? Well, really good question. In the Old Testament, there were two laws that were parallel to each other, and that is there was the Gentiles, and they were under a system to where God communicated through the heads of households. For example, that's called sometimes called the patriarchal law, and that was when, like, for example, Job or Abraham or Isaac or even Jacob, all of those were patriarchs or fathers, and God spoke through the heads of those households. And thus, that's the way God communicated through them. So the whole world of humanity was communicated to the heads of households from God. God spoke through the oldest male member of the family, and thus they were the ones that God spoke through. Well, then there was one family that was pulled out. That is the family of Jacob. They were taken down to Israel. That family was there for 400 years. And then they were brought to Mount Sinai under leadership of Moses. And they were given a special law, the law of Moses. That one family was put under that law. The rest of the humanity was lived under the patriarchal style of God speaking through the heads of households. And so there were two laws, two ways that God communicated with man at the same time during much of the Old Testament time. Now, when we get to the New Testament, and by the way, each of those people would live and die and be judged by that law that they were under. If they were a Gentile, it would be that patriarchal kind of communication through the heads of households. If it was the Jews, the Israelites, then they were going to be judged by the law of Moses. And so that is how they will be judged. But when Christ died on the cross, Colossians chapter 2, verses 14 through 17, shows that that law and all of that was nailed to the cross. And now, Hebrews 1 and verse 1, God speaks through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "All authority is given to me and on heaven and on earth," Acts chapter 28, verse 18, 19, "and now we must listen to him." Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, "God in sundry times and divers manners and times past spoke unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son." Ladies and gentlemen, we live in the last days. We must listen to Jesus Christ. We're going to speed up the number of questions have just come in real quickly. And so thank you again for your question. We sure appreciate your attention and your diligence in studying God's Word. Again, the number 308-9564. The lines are available. Chuck, you have the next question.
We've been slow all day, and now we got six questions here. I think that was kind of funny. So Donna asked this question. She has a pretty quick question. It says, was Joseph and Mary married? Well, from what we see in the scriptures at the time of the story that Joseph and Mary are mentioned, they're only betrothed to be married. So they're not married yet, they're betrothed. And back in that time, being betrothed to a spouse is kind of similar to what we have as an engagement, but it's actually a little bit more concrete than being engaged. And so, at the time, no, we do not see that they were married just yet. They were only betrothed to be married. But that's given the assumption that they went through with the marriage. However, we do not see the mentioning of Joseph anywhere else in the scriptures. And so it's no reason to speculate what happened to Joseph. All we can say is that God's word does not mention Joseph after the situation of it mentioned his birth of Jesus. And then in the situation where he got lost, the boy Jesus got lost, he was left behind at 12 years old in the temple. And so those are the only times we see Joseph in the scriptures, and we don't see him after that. So there's no reason for us to speculate. God's word just doesn't say. So hopefully it's been helpful to you, Donna. Kelvin has a couple of questions. One of Kelvin's questions is, why do people who are Christian tell people who are not Christians that they're going to hell? Well, Kelvin, it's kind of unfortunate. A Christian should not be telling people that they're going to hell.
God's a judge.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, we are not the judge. We cannot put the final stamp of approval on anyone's salvation or condemnation. However, what we can do is point people to God's word that does say who is going to either heaven or hell, and who will be saved. And there are various scriptures that talk about being able to get to heaven or hell. One quick one that is just easy in my mind to remember is 1 Corinthians chapter 6 that talks about the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God. And so there is things that make you unrighteous. And so those type of following those activities will put someone in danger of not inheriting the kingdom of God. And then we have 1 John chapter 3 that talks about practicing righteousness and practicing sinfulness. And so that there God draws a line and shows the difference between people who practice righteousness, which would be, you know, trying to be godly, versus practicing sinfulness or lawlessness. And so God shows the difference there. So no one should be telling anyone that they're going to heaven or hell. However, we definitely should be able to edify, to build up someone, and to admonish them. Admonish means to warn. And we do that from God's word. We show them, hey, God's word shows that this behavior, this activity is not something that he's pleased with. And if we continue with a life of not being pleasing to God, it will lead us into eternal condemnation. However, it's not our place to tell someone that's where they're going no matter what. But all we can do is just lead them to God's word. So once again, that was 1 John chapter 3. Read the first about 9 verses there. And also 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verses 9 and 10, and there are many, many others. But if you want to know more, you can we can do that. We can help you with that as well. 308-9564, 308-9564, to let the Bible speak.
Kelvin also asked this question, is the Holy Ghost and God one? They are one in character, in desire, in hope, in every kind of characteristic you can think of, but they are different persons. Jesus was actually being baptized when the Holy Spirit descended as a dove there in the beginning of Matthew. And from the very beginning in Genesis chapter 1, it says that God said, let us make man in our image. So from the very beginning, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are given. We see the Spirit there actually hovering above the waters in Genesis 1 in verse 2. So you'll see that in Genesis 1, 2, and in verse 26 and 27. And so they are different persons, but they are one, united in every other way you can think of, more so than we can ever experience in these physical bodies. And so, but they are different persons, different roles, and different responsibilities as they unfold together. Again, the number is 308-9564. That's 308-WJNI. Let me answer one more question right quick so we can almost get caught up. The number is 308-9564. We're about to get caught up, so go ahead and call your question in right now, 308-9564. Leon asked this question. Who gave the Ten Commandments? In Exodus chapter 20, beginning with verse 1, it says, and God spoke all these words, and there they're listed right there in Exodus chapter 20. God gave them. Thank you so much for your question, Leon. We sure do appreciate it. Time to take our last break. Again, call in your question right now as we let the Bible speak, 308-9564. We'll be right back.
This is our last segment. We appreciate you spending time with us this afternoon and calling in your questions. We started off with a pretty slow broadcast, and then we had that big flurry there, and now we're caught up on our questions. So please go ahead and call in your question. If you have one, it is available, 308-9564, 308-9564, both lines are available, and we will let the Bible speak, and we want to continue to encourage you, if you are listening, to sign up for the Bible Correspondence Course. That is a study that you can do on at your own time. You can be able to study it at your own leisure, at your own pace, and you can be able to glean and learn the information at your pace that you're comfortable with and enhance your relationship with God. You know, once again, like we mentioned earlier, having a relationship with God goes so much farther than just going to church on Sunday are going to Bible study throughout the week or whatever you may be doing, you know, applying, studying God's word, applying it to your life is where we are able to grow in our lives. And all the other stuff is just added on to it. But we encourage you to sign up for the Bible Correspondence Course. Go ahead, 553-5157. And we want to meet you as well. So if you have a desire to have a Let the Bible Speak, have a study session in your home or, you know, wherever you want to meet us at, please go ahead and let that be known as well. I mean, that's what we're eager to do. We want to get in front of people. We want to know you face to face and speak with you and be able to help you in your walk with God. So if you feel so inclined, please let that be known. When you dial 553-5157, after you leave your information on the answer machine there, you let us know. You make mention that, hey, I want to have a Let the Bible Speak study session in my home or wherever you prefer. You can get family and friends together. And so that's available to you as well. Once again, absolutely free of charge what we do. 308-9564 to reach us here at the station. 308-9564, or the text line is available at 725-9283, 725-9283.
Oh, we have Bernard calling in. Bernard, sorry, we didn't mean to misspeak there that we didn't have your question. We do. We've got both times you called in, and we appreciate your desire to want to know what the Bible says concerning what should be done as far as praise dancing and praising the Lord in a shout in services. And so, Bernard, you'll find your answer in Hebrews chapter 13, if you want to be turning there. Before I read the verse, I want you to be aware of, on your job, and all of y'all that are listening may have the similar question, and it's a matter of just learning how to read what God's Word says. If y'all have a job and your boss tells you to go and do something very specific, maybe he tells you how long to cut a piece of wood, or how much medicine should go in a syringe, or exactly what kind of specific kind of product you're supposed to get off the shelf. If those specific instructions are given, are you free to change those things? Right. No, we're not. Because they specified exactly how long, what product, how tall, how far it got. Whenever those specifics are given, that does not give us freedom to change it. And so when God specifies something, as the whole Bible shows, when God specifies something, whenever we try to change it or tinker with it, pervert it, well, there are going to be penalties associated with that. We've already read Galatians chapter 1 early, and when they perverted the gospel there, they were accursed. That was eternal condemnation, the worst kind of super curse under consideration in that passage. So when God specifies something, we've got to stick exactly with it. Now, with that in mind, you'll find your answer in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15, where God tells us exactly the kind of praise that should be given to him. He says, therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Now, did that passage say fruit of the keyboard? No. Fruit of the strings? No. Drums? No. Cymbals? No. Dance? Nope. And many others might could be added to that list. He said the fruit of the lips. And then earlier, he tells us exactly how that praise of those lips are supposed to be used. In Ephesians 5:19 and Colossians 3:16, he specifies that they're to be used by singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. So there you have it. Nope. Dancing, clapping for the Lord, none of those things are told us to do to give praise to God. And when it comes down to things that are extremely sacred, such as worship, God never fools around with that. Nadab and Abihu took fire from the wrong place, offered strange fire. God killed them dead. When Uzzah reached out to touch the ark that God specified only the priests were to handle, God struck him dead. Now, right now, God is not striking people dead. I agree. But one day, as Chuck just brought out, he will, and it will be an eternal death. It will be for an eternal damnation. He's the one. He says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. So we better stick with what he says if things are going to turn out good with us. Thank you, Bernard. We sure appreciate that. Again, that was Hebrews 13:15, and also Colossians 3:16 and Ephesians 5:19. And we sure appreciate your desire to knowing what the Bible says. Again, the number is 308-9564. You better hurry. We only have a couple of minutes, and we'll try our best to get your question on the air and God's answer from his word as we let the Bible speak.
You know, in Matthew chapter 7, towards the end of the chapter, Christ makes mention of those who will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. And it says something special here concerning what you're supposed to have your life built upon. And Christ said you should build your house upon the rock, and the rock would be of him. He is the rock. He is being the Son of God. And when we build upon that foundation, the solid rock, well, then our house will stand. So when you think about your faith, is your faith built upon the right rock? You know, Romans 10:17 says, faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So our faith has to come from the word of God. Our faith can't come from mama. Our faith can't come from pastor. Our faith can't come from granddaddy. Our faith has to come from God. So we have to get to the situation, the position in our lives where we are able to recognize God's word and apply God's word to our life. So that way we won't get our emotions and our feelings all caught up in false teachings and false practices of worship. And we just assume that these things are okay because they make us feel good or because we have family members or loved ones that do them. If our faith is not founded and grounded in the right foundation of God's word and obedience to God's word, then we can build upon false worship and false love for God. So we want to be able to help people with that. And so that's the focus on this program. 308-9564, we got a few questions coming in, Ricky.
Earl, I'll call in, says, follow up from previous answer that we brought out. Well, then how are we to interpret Psalm 150, which says for us to praise him with dance and cymbals and dance? And you're exactly right, Earl. That is part of the Old Testament that does say that. Well, let's go to the New Testament, the part that Christ says that all authority is given to me in heaven and on earth, and see how we are supposed to interpret that. He says, first of all, in Luke 24:44, he says, these are the things that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. So all of that was fulfilled and nailed to the cross. Colossians 2, verse 14, blotting out the handwritings of ordinances that were against us, that were contrary to us, having taken them out of the way, having nailed them to his cross. And therefore, Galatians 5 in verse 4 says, you have become estranged from Christ. You who attempt to be justified by law, you're fallen from grace. So if we go back to the old law to defend an action or to establish an activity, well, then Christ died in vain, and he was nailed to the cross for nothing. Christ brought us a new law, a new authority. We've got to follow his rule, or it's not going to go well for us. And we even see that was done in Acts chapter 19, where someone obeyed a former law, and they had to redo it according to the new law that we follow. Earl, thank you for your question. We sure appreciate it. Again, that was Galatians 5:4, Colossians 2, verses 14 through 17, to get the full context there. Thank you, Earl.
Yeah, we have Joe calling in. This question asks, are we living in the last plague that the Bible mentioned? The last plague, I'm not too sure what that means. I don't know if that's a reference to the Old Testament.
They might have meant last days.
That's what I was just about to say. I believe they may be meaning last days. And if that's your question, we are living in the last days. In Hebrews chapter 1, Ricky spoke this earlier. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, God at various times in different ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets. verse 2, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, to whom he also made the world. So Christ, the last days began when Christ was dead, buried, and resurrected. And so we are living in the last days. We're still here. This is the last dispensation. We have the Holy Spirit, who was the last messenger of God. After him, there isn't going to be another messenger coming. So we better listen to what the Holy Spirit says through Christ. Christ, you know, he gave the Holy Spirit the authority to speak to us, and that's what he does. And we have his word. And so we are living in the last days. So hopefully, I believe that's what you were talking about, Joe. Hopefully that's been helpful to you. Once again, that was Hebrews 1, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2.
We are just about finished with the radio program today. We have about a minute left. We want to say thank you so very much to all of you that have joined us in today's broadcast. I want to challenge you one more time, as we did in the beginning, to be part of the solution to this wicked world. There are so many bad things that are going on, from murders, assassination, terrorism, political pressures, to condone sin. When you look at all this, the world is so broken, and darkness abounds. Man is groping around with trying to find their way to do what they should, even though it's like a blind man. They just don't know where to turn. My friends, God's word is where to turn. We want to encourage you to enroll in the Bible Correspondence Course and also help other people to find this way, this truth, so that they can enjoy the life that will last for an eternity. Please help us in this, to share this word, this message, and we'll be glad to send you cards on this that you can give out to your friends and relatives. Just call 553-5157, and we'll send you a stack of these cards. But as for it now, be sure to mention that. I want the card so I can give them out, and we'll be glad to do this so that you can share this good news with others and that people can find this way to eternal life. It won't come through churchianity. It won't come through man-made doctrines. It won't come through feelings or money or prestige or pride. It will only come by us letting God, the creator of all mankind, the one that designed us, to show us the way to the truth, to give us life. Let us let the Bible speak.